Congratulations, Amy. The pressure is off now, but it wasn't. Conditions weren't great.
I know, so look, it wasn't a day for hurling. It was about pride and passion out there today, and both teams went toe to toe. And look, it could have went anywhere, but thankfully we come out on the good side of it.
You got a great start, and sometimes when you get a start like that, maybe it's not the best thing.
No, well, look, it was a bit of a breeze, and we kind of went a bit direct. And look, we got a goal in the first couple of minutes and knocked over a few, and then a bit of a schmozzle happened, and nothing really happened after that for the rest of the half. There wasn't really a score, so oh, look, we are just delighted to get over the line. No matter how you get over, it's county finals about winning.
Absolutely, and that's the pressure that was there before the start of the game. You went 30 minutes without scoring, would you believe that?
30?
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know. I didn't even have time to look up at the clock. No, that's true. I was just chasing around after fellas. But look, we're over the line, Liam, and we're absolutely delighted here.
Yeah, it was tough for defenders, wasn't it? Because a slippy ball coming in. But I thought, you know, I know you had a great game, but we thought Paddy Casey was outstanding today.
Of course. Sure, Paddy's been brilliant all year. Heard rumours during the week that they were going to try and target him, but look, at Paddy stood tall there today. I talked to him there during the week and said to him, they target you, we're delighted because you're one of the best defenders we have. And look, Paddy stood up there today and was one of the best lads we had.
Is it hard in the rec house all week?
Look, it's hard in every household. But
hard to listen to Daddy at the best of times.
Yeah, look, we try not to talk about the match too much. We talk about it when we go training and stuff, but yeah. No, Liam, I'm just delighted. I'm lost for words now, to be honest with you.
Is it, you know, the pressure in trying to get up is there all the time, isn't it? You know, your first game, there was always... maybe pressure is the wrong way to use it, but just...
I suppose there's pressure in every game, no matter who you're playing, but we just said we're taking it game by game, and we took it by quarter-final, semi-final and final. Today was the last game of the year in hurling, and that's what we come out thinking. It's the last game, let's give it everything, we leave everything out there, and look what we came out the right side of it.
Yeah, and you were injury-free, you know?
I'm
injury-free today, anyway.
Today, thank God, anyway.
Yeah. And in terms of the conditions... It did make it very difficult.
Of course, but it was difficult for both teams and for defenders and forwards. See a lot of forwards miss freeze there. We'd miss freeze there, miss freeze, miss strikes off the ball. I missed a good few as well. So everyone is playing on the same field out there. But look, as I said, I don't care. We're over the line and I'm happy.
You regrouped at half-time and you seemed to settle down again and find your shape. You started to lose your shape a little bit in the last 15 minutes, last 10 minutes of the first half.
Yeah, they come out and thinking they got a point and we reacted then with another one or two scores. And look, they got a goal there. Lob ball in, there was a flick or something, I can't even remember, to be honest, but it went in back at net. We had to regroup strong. Shane was a big loss to us. Look, massive man for us, for Wexford this year and for us, so he's a huge loss for us, but we dug deep and we won it for him.
And the big fella got two goals.
Podge, look, stood up today, 2-3 or whatever.
Lighthouse.
Don't know what he got, but by God, he's some man. And thank God he stood up for us
you
today.
You normally wouldn't find a lighthouse in Oil Gate, but you have two of them in Jim White and Podge.
Look, we're not a big team. We have a couple of big fellas, and thank God they stood up today.
Well done, David. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Liam.
Thanks, David.